Yeah, slichos are a hard thing. It's not easy to read slichos. It's not easy to internalize them. I wanted to say one word of Musar from the slichos themselves. By the way, what I would recommend, Sfardim and Ashkenazim, the slichos are very, very, very different. The Sfardim slichos are repetitious, and there are certain themes that are constant. For those of us Ashkenazim, the slichos are different in the sense that it's deep, very complicated poetry. What I would recommend that the Talmidim should do is take one slicha, one of them. By the way, almost all the shuls nowadays have started skipping slichos. I was in a very, very, very quote-unquote stark shul last night, and they skipped the slichos. And in a way that makes a lot of sense. I think YU is maybe the last place that's still not skipping. We have a line that really the most conservative of all places are Yeshiva Sravini and Sikhal Khan. Just looks different. The guys dress modern, but otherwise it's very conservative. But so nowadays I think a tremendous value. First of all, you can't, if you're American, you can't do slichos without an art scroll. It's not shaykh. I've been learning for 25 years. I don't understand the word of slichos without. I'm talking about, I can't put two words together. And they have fantastic footnotes and so on. So it's really, what I would recommend is take one slicha and learn it well as the best that you can. I'd like to focus on one thing in terms of Beis Hashem Tzol Gedalia and bring out a Musar. What exactly is the tragedy of Tzol Gedalia on the 3rd of Tishrei when Gedalia ben Achikam was killed? So if you take a look at the Lashon, in the Art Scroll edition, it's page 474, on the top, there you have the following description. Torah fudalas amoretz, yeser hagozam ochal ha'arba bimeretz. The poor people who were left, by then the Babylonians had already taken the rich and the prominent. But they were the ones that left. That's going to be important for us in our Musar. Who was left in Eretz Yisrael with the last hopes? Who are the guys that are making the Aliyah? It's not the most successful people in America right now making the Aliyah. Not even the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. When I was on my Nefesh B'Nefesh flight, I looked around and I said, this looks like the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Us average folk are the ones who are coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And that was what was left as well, or maybe even less. Tarafu dalas amaretz, yeser hagozam ochal ha'arbe memeretz. And the rest of the gezem, now that's an important word, the rest of the trunk had been eaten by the locust, and that's what Gedalia ben Achikam's murder represents. It represents the destruction of the last hope of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the hope not of the great Talmidei Chachamim, not of the great wealthy people, they had already been kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, but as long as there was a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, there was some type of community in Eretz Yisrael, then there was a hope that there was going to be a Yishuv. When that was taken away, then that signified the full destruction of Eretz Yisrael. As long as there is a poor Jew, as long as there is a poor part of our neshama that's still alive, that's still burning, then there's a possibility for tshuva. And for some reason, on Gimel Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that on the third day, the first day of post-Rosh Hashanah, the third day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us of this very powerful Musar of Yeser HaGozam Ochala Arbe. And if we take a look further on in the Slichos, these are the only two Slichos that I really pay real attention to, but if you pay attention to a couple of them, then you could get something out of it. The Paitan says on the top of 478 again, Mier HaYochid V'shov Bein Asayim Ochalolo. Here we're talking about Tshuva. The Paitan is talking about Tshuva during the rest of the year, and Tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And he says, if the individual runs quickly between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, he could get Mechila. And here is the word that should be a dagger into our hearts. Noash velo shav ain't hakana livulo. But the individual who waited, who didn't do tshuva the entire year, if he gives up, if he's miyayish, and he doesn't do tshuva, so then he doesn't have a chance. It's not a coincidence that these two slichos are put here back to back. The avoda of Tzom Gedalia, the avoda of the beginning of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is if a person really had some sensitivity to what the shofar sound was saying, the tremendous pachad. You know, in the Zohar describes that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kashisha. It's a very, very heavy thing. If a person hasn't been osik in tshuva, I speak for myself, the entire year, and the shofar blows, that's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous pachad. Comes along Tzom Gedalia, and Tzom Gedalia says, Rabosai, there is a yeser gezem. There's a little bit of a trunk that's left. You know what destroys Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael? It's when the few poor Jews that are left, it's when the little bit of the trunk that's left, the little bit that you and I have, we give up on it. When that's taken away, then there's nothing left. The avoda of Tzom Gedalia is for a person to say, Dalani, I know that there are things that I'm really, really weak on, and I look back at this whole year, and I say, wow, as the Paitan describes, the Zman of Tshuva was the entire year. And in many ways, to go back and to make those things perfect are almost impossible. But the chizuk is that the tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us during this time, you know what that tshuva is? It's not a tshuva me'osher, it's a tshuva me'dalus. That's what these people were. Tarfu dalas ama'oret. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Dalim Uchroshim, we say. That's the avod of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Look, Rabbi Nachman, I've been ranking on Uman all week, right? Rabbi Nachman was 100% right. Ein shum yeyish ba'olam klal. We could take a little bit of the Kedusha of Uman and bring it here too. Ein shum yeyish ba'olam klal. There's no such thing as yeyush. And that means that dafka, the zman of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is the zman for a person to say that dafka, the things that I was weak in, and I am a dal, and the fact is that there are things that are the deepest dalos inside of us that could bring about the real tshuva. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not expecting us to do tshuva out of strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, don't give up on those things that we're weak in. And it's dafka, those things that are weak in. The trunk, the tree has been entirely decimated. It's been cut down. But even when the tree is cut down, it could sprout anew. Until the trunk is entirely removed from the ground, until the moment of Yeyush kicks in, there's a possibility of tshuva. Gimel Tishrei tells us, don't make the mistake that led to thousands of years of galus. Even where there's almost nothing left, there's still a little spark of Kedusha in the Yid. Rav Katz once said beautifully, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. Does anybody have a Tehillim over here? I think it's Ayin Ches, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you. See, it has a purpose. It has a purpose. Tehillim Ayin Ches. Yeah. The strangest pasuk. Pasuk Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches. here in Perek Ayin Ches, Rav Katz pointed out, it's the strangest thing. The Pasuk describes Klal Yisrael as sinning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ultimately doing tshuva, but their tshuva not being a tshuva shlema. V'lo nachan libam, the Pasuk says. Now I'm not finding it. But the Pasuk says, V'lo nachan libam imahem. Their hearts weren't entirely straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Pasuk says, V'hu rachum yichaper avam v'lo yashkis v'ir bala shivapo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu atones for the sin of Klal Yisrael. Does that make any sense? It says that they didn't do a tshuva shlema, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper them. Here it is. It's Pasuk Lamed Hei. Vayifateyu b'fiyem u'lshonim yichazvu lo, v'libam lo nachonimo, v'hu rachum yichaper avam v'lo yashkis. So the Pasuk attests that they did a tshuva, that wasn't the complete tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper them. That's what the Pasuk describes in Tehillim. What type of tshuva is this? And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? I'll tell you what Rav Katz said in a moment, but Lania's Daiti, what it means is the following. We're just going to be adding to what Rav Katz said. The Yisod is like this. A person that does tshuva out of dalus is not doing a tshuva out of strength. The tshuva of Gimel Tishrei is a tshuva where a person says, I'm not strong in this area. And I don't even know how to be strong in this area. The lo nachon, the derech, isn't always correct. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also mechaper if a person is not miyayish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper if a person is not miyayish. V'urachum yechaper avon. What's not correct? Then Rav Katz tried to give the Yetzah. He said the following suggestion. This is a Yisod that we drove home already in the previous Suchas Musa, but I want to emphasize again. He gave the following suggestion. And that is, he said that it's important for a person not to simply focus on his Meisim. Focusing on his actions is not enough. However, what's critical is for a person to decide who he is. What is his Nechonus? What is his lave? The lo nochan libo. And that we've already spoken about in the past. For a person to decide where his lave really, 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 really is. Maybe we could add Rabbi Osai that the two points are not contradictory. And here's our avoda. If we're weak in something and we haven't been miyayish in it, then that koach can grow again. Klal Yisrael ultimately rebuilt with the dalos of Klal Yisrael, with its people in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if we're not miyayish, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want the tshuva shlema, I don't know how I'm going to pull out of this, I have no idea how, but at the same time, I haven't been miyayish on this trunk that's been entirely cut down. There's almost nothing left of the Lokai Neshama Shenasata B'Tahorahi. There's almost nothing left in it. Almost, then that's a simen that can light up again, and that can grow again. And from it can come a new gezanota. The tshuva starts dafka from the dalos, because the dalos can really, really flower again. But that's only if a person has not been miyayish. V'hurachum yichaper avon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael when it's almost entirely dilapidated, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes that even though we were lo nachan libo, even though last year our derech wasn't appropriate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kapara because he believed that even if we weren't successful last year, and we weren't successful the year before, and we weren't successful the year before that, it's still there. The koach of Tahara, the koach of Kedusha, is still inside of us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya that the avoda of Gimel Tishrei is an avoda where a person's not miyayish on the little bit that's left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a kapara even if his derech is lo nachon, And even if chas v'chalila our derech is low enough on this year, look, I'm looking at Talmidim who were not, some of the veteran Talmidim, when they were Shanim Bet, there were boys in this year Shanim Bet who were even stronger than them. And now they're budding into Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because it could have been that their tshuva in their first year, let's call it their Shana Gimel, was lo nachon. And their tshuva in their Shana Dalit was lo nachon. But they never gave up in the Geza that was there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'urachum yichaper avon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaper if they're not miyayesh in the little bit of the neshama that they have that's still tahar. Because ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael could have been saved by Gedali ben Achikam. But it's the Yiyush, as the Paitan described. The Yiyush, Noash v'lo shav ain't takana li'ivulo. If a person says, this is something that I can't overcome, ain't takana. It's not that there's going to be tshuva li'ivulo, no. Tshuva li'ivulo, that might take years. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaper as long as we watch, we're shomer the gacheles, we watch that little bit of spark that we still have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafiach us, that slowly and slowly will be zocheh to a tshuva shalom. Mirzei Hashem, the sugya, what we're going to, what we're going